Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content. Kid Craddock in the Morning.
92% of women say they get turned on when a man does this.
Yeah, 92%, yo.
92%, yo.
What?
Why you say it like that? Like
Can't hardly wait.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go with rub your back or shoulders.
Nope.
Oh, wow.
When they get us a beer?
Nope. It has to do with going to...
Yeah, that turns us on.
It has to do with attending a traditional event.
Oh, dancing at a wedding?
Nope, you're close.
Traditional event.
Mm-hmm. Going to
a wedding?
Yeah, you got the wedding part.
Oh, it is a wedding?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it is a wedding.
92% of women are turned on when a man does this at a wedding.
Dances at a wedding.
No.
Picks up a little baby.
No.
Dances with her mom.
Pulls off the garter belt.
No. They love it when a man...
Cries?
Cries at a wedding.
At a wedding?
92% of women say they love that.
Oh, man. The only one allowed to cry is a groom.
Okay, so how do they know? Because no guy's ever cried at a wedding.
Yes, they have.
A groom has.
And that's a good thing, since the men are clearly there to hook up. 75% of single men say they start scouting single women the second they get to a wedding.
Oh, heck yeah.
And 10% say it's the main reason they go to weddings.
Yeah.
Is that it's easy to hook up with these... With these romance intoxicated women.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that singles table's a blast at a wedding.
Well, that's the only thing. That's the only thing we have to do at a wedding is to look at the hot chicks. I mean, really, we're not really interested in what's going on.
The biggest difference between single men and single women is picturing themselves getting married. 50% of single women say they often imagine themselves up there during a wedding when they're at a wedding.
Yeah.
And they ask the men that. Do you ever think of yourself up there? And 98% said no.
No.
98%.
Yeah. Yeah, we just go to check out the wedding. I remember when I was getting married, I was checking. Like, whoa.
One in five men have been to a wedding where they have been with the bride.
Oh,
one in five.
Wow.
Have you ever been to a wedding where you had been with the bride?
No.
Just Nick's.
I don't think naming names there is a good idea.
Oh, Nick, I'm sorry.
Al, wait. Al, you misunderstood. I said you've been with the bride.
I'm just kidding, Nick. As far as you know.
Yeah.
She did live right around the corner from the bar, though.
Is it okay to have people at your wedding who have hooked up with either the groom or the bride?
I don't think so.
As long as each other doesn't know about it, I guess.
Yeah.
I think it's okay if maybe it was like, you know, a high school couple and you were in, or, you know, in a group of friends or something like that for an extended period of time. Because I've had a lot of friends go to weddings where they hooked up with someone getting married.
What if they're, I'll bet that, I don't know you personally, but I'll bet either you or someone you know has hooked up with somebody and you're still friends with them.
It
was just a hookup. And
right.
Like, okay, that didn't work out great. And we're still friends for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get a boyfriend and he knows about that friend.
Right.
And that's fine. Right?
No.
That was a long time ago.
The older I get, the less likely it is to happen. But yeah, that has been the case with some of my friends that went from high school to college together and then got married.
Women, I don't know. There's something, there's a little bit of, I don't want to say insecurity, but I guess that's what it is. When they see a girl that you've hooked up with in the past, it could be a long time ago.
See, if I get married again, I'm gonna line every girl up I've ever been with in the front row, right there, in the front row.
Why?
Because why? What does that prove?
Knowing why.
That's going to be a lonely front row.
Yeah. All by herself.
Yeah.
It doesn't prove anything. It's just stupid. So the average woman says that she gets turned on when she sees a man cry at a wedding.
There you go.
I'm in that, what is it, 8% minority of that?
Are
92%
you?
Of women?
Doesn't turn you on?
That wouldn't turn me
on. It doesn't, and I find it weird, because I get teary sometimes at weddings. I'm very happy that people have found love, but I have never once envisioned myself standing up there with that guy or someone else, and I think something's wrong with me. That's weird.
Maybe you're emotionally stunted? Is that what you mean? In that situation?
The ceremonial part of it doesn't appeal to me, maybe, is what it is. I'm not sure. Or, all the attention on the love.
And as we move farther and farther away from being a country where everyone goes to church, I think, and the world is moving farther and farther away from that. Church attendance is down every year, every single year for the last 20.
Wow.
And I think maybe that makes it less
special, less important, less
less emotional, maybe. Yeah.
Emotional?
Yeah. for the people that are there. I think if this is somebody that you've been to church with your whole life and they're getting married in God's house and, you know, there's all that versus, you know, you're getting married in the backyard and
getting married on
hot
the beach.
Dogs.
Well, just because you're not getting married in a church doesn't mean you're not getting golf course.
I'm talking about why maybe people cry less than they used to.
I don't know.
It's just a theory. It's not a good theory.
I get moved when a groom cries, but I don't think
I retract the whole theory. I don't even care about it.
I'm looking around and God's crowded wedding. I don't think that would do anything for me. I get moved when the groom cries. It's just beautiful.
No,
he's overcome.
If you took a date to a wedding
and the guy
has his hands over his eyes.
Oh, we're talking about just someone watching the wedding?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he's meaning.
That's what we're talking about.
It's not the groom. It's people.
Well, it depends on what kind of crying. Is it one tear that just comes down next to the nostril?
And, you know, and the priest or the preacher, in my case, the priest is like saying, you know, he's doing the homilia and he's saying, like, you guys, you know, the love that you feel and the people come around and they have to support you from the outside. And, you know, all of that kind of stuff is supposed to relate to everybody else. It's actually a sermon for everyone.
Hurry up so we can get to the reception and start drinking.
I mean, if there's a backstory, like if the story I saw on the news just yesterday, this guy and this girl that knew each other in high school. All right.
Hang on.
We're going to have to fact check this story as well, I think.
This was on the news.
It's time for Big Al's pointless story of the day.
I'm going to take a gamble that he's got a point.
The guy and the girl met each other, and they were separated at World War II. They were like 17.
Now, where is that?
18. They were like 17, 18 years old.
At World War II.
They're separated by World War II. He had to go to war. And they met again at like 85 years old, and they got married.
He didn't call in that many years?
No, he sent letters while he was at war, but her mother hid the letters. They didn't want
to. It's like the notebook.
It's the notebook. It's the exact notebook. It's real life, and this just happened like last week. I probably would have cried at that. If I had been invested with those people, you know, and known them and known the story, I would have cried at that wedding.
You think it would have ruined it if right before he goes, I'm going to need a prenup.
And then he started talking about his biology.
Well, yeah, because you think about all their kids are sitting there. That inheritance was going to be mine.
Oh, yeah.
I got to share it with her and her kids. And
exactly.
All that.
Yeah.
You never know.
Get really mad.
Even
about
at 85, you need a prenup.
Yeah. Speaking of dying. Yesterday we started our little bit this week called Deathbed Last Words, and I did mine, like if we were all sitting around, like, and you guys are gathered around my bed. Today it's Kelly Raspberry, who's in a bad way.
Oh, no.
We don't think she's going to pull through.
Not looking good for
Poor
me.
Kelly.
Not looking good at all. So we have Kelly in the hospital, and we're all there with her. We're all gathered around.
Is it boiled peanut poisoning?
Tainted peanut.
She's suffering from bitter vindictivitis.
Yeah. It's fatal. Or is it?
Finally got the best of her.
It's terminal.
Yeah. There's always, I'm holding out hope for a miracle cure here.
All right, come on. Let's all get in the proper mood here.
Okay. All right.
Well, she looks good.
She looks good.
Yeah.
She's there.
Yeah.
Oh, my she's God. Breathing.
She's actually kind of pale. More pale than usual.
No, it's about the same.
Oh, she went and got spray tan.
Can I hold your hand, Kelly? Kelly, can you hear us?
Kid, is that you?
It's me, Kelly. It's Kid. Hi.
Oh, hi.
You look great.
Thanks.
You know, somebody dying.
compared
to living people.
My weave is still looking good.
I'm here too, Kelly.
Hey, Al.
How long do you think you're going to live?
Al.
Oh. You're so funny, Al. It's one of the things I'm going to miss most about you is that sense of humor.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kelly.
But before I say my final words to all of you, I must start with Shannon. I have to acknowledge Shannon. Because Shannon, no one appreciates you the way that I do.
And now she's dying.
The unrequited love that you have for me fills my soul as I lie here taking my dying breaths. And since I'll be dead in a couple minutes, yes, I'll marry you because you complete me.
Wow.
I didn't know. I didn't even know Shannon asked you.
I thought you said there was no confession in this thing.
I love you, Kelly Raspberry. I've always loved you.
Wow. This is taking a turn right here.
Shut up over there and get ready to sing.
When I gave you those blow pops, I was imagining that.
What?
You're imagining what?
Just get ready to sing over there.
Okay, I'm ready.
Oh, Jenna. Jenna, is that you?
Yes, it's me, Kelly. Hey.
Oh, Jenna.
She just got here.
So young and...
Wait.
Jenna's actually on Skype.
I'm Shamar Moore.
Kelly, you look so good. You're so emaciated.
Oh, Jenna. So young and fairly untainted. With your firm, perky breasts.
How do you know they're firm?
And your career options. You remind me of me.
Thank
Quite
you.
A few years ago, minus the perky breasts and the slutty wardrobe.
Yeah. What a compliment.
But I, like you, when I was much younger, I had career options. But I came to Kit Craddock in the morning and I never left. Don't be like me, Jenna.
Yeah,
go.
Don't be like her, Jenna.
Okay.
Go.
Okay.
I mean it.
Wisdom.
If by some miracle I survive this, I think it'd be best if you're not around when I get out of here.
Wow. Whoa. That's what I heard.
Dang.
Yep. Dang. Tension.
Wait, JC, did I hear your
Jenna,
voice, JC?
Jenna, don't read into that. I think she's looking out for you. This is dying, Kelly.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, yeah, she for sure
wait,
is.
Wait. Was that JC I heard?
Oh, that was me, kid.
Oh, no. I'm right here.
Oh, there's JC. Oh, I'm JC, right here. You're always so happy, aren't you?
Yeah.
Always smiling, always telling those silly little jokes and lighting up the room when you walk in.
Yeah.
Just like you did right now.
Thanks.
I need you to stop doing that.
Oh. Why?
It makes me look bad.
What do you mean?
Here I am dying and you're burping up rainbows and unicorns. Just a little side note, that where do bees get their milk from boobies joke is getting really old.
But it's still funny.
You need some new material.
You're not going to hear it anymore, Kelly. You'd be
dying.
Dead.
So.
In the immortal words of Cher right before she slapped Nicolas Cage, snap out of it. Oh, but otherwise, I like you all right.
Thanks, Kelly.
And I'd like it if you'd lighten up the mood at my funeral just a little bit by walking it out.
Oh, I will. Oh, yeah.
I'll watch him walk it out, Kelly.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sorry I didn't get to meet Chloe.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Big Al?
Yeah.
Big Al, is that you?
Yeah, Kelly, what's up?
You met Chloe. Remember I introduced you?
No, my daughter.
Oh, my
His unborn daughter.
Chloe Kardashian.
Oh, you never introduced me to Chloe Kardashian either. That's the first time I got to pick with you.
Sorry. Yeah, Kelly.
Big Al, you've been here.
Yeah, Betty.
On the show almost as long as I have.
Mm-hmm.
We're the left side of the room represent.
Yeah, left side.
Oh, the memories come flooding back to me now, like that time you told me and my best friend Amy you were going out to get a drink and coming right back and we caught you sneaking out in the parking lot. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Or that time I had too much to drink, so you walked me to my car and I passed out and you locked me inside and asked the hot dog vendor to keep an eye on me.
Oh, yeah. So nice.
Except he abandoned me, too. I woke up alone at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I
was lucky to survive that night.
Sorry, you're sorry. You're sorry, Al.
You're sorry.
Sorry, man.
I might not survive this night, though. Oh, I remember that time you told me if I ever got my belly button pierced, I'd need to use a hula hoop. Yeah, I will never, ever forget you said that.
I'm so sorry. You're sorry, man.
Get away from me, Al. Just get away.
Since you're dying and everything, why don't you scoot over?
Get away, Al.
Why don't you leave the room so she doesn't die quick?
Oh, you're trying to hook up with dying Kelly.
Might as well. I mean, you're dying.
Oh.
All right.
And Kid Craddock?
Yeah.
This is all your fault.
What?
Dang.
Those are the last words you want me to hear.
It's your fault.
That's all your fault.
She took her own life at the end.
Wow.
She pulled her own
She
plug.
Voluntarily stopped breathing.
Wow.
How is it my fault?
Hey, you'll never know. She died.
Yeah, she died.
Game over, yo.
Oof.
That's heavy.
That's a heavy burden to carry around.
JC, block the door so they can't bring in the paddles.
Man.
It's your fault.
That's the rudest thing you've ever done. The single rudest thing you've ever done.
Why?
It's all your fault.
I've always told you when I die, it's going to be your fault.
Yeah, but this wasn't mine. No, you've said...
If you're homeless...
When you fire me, I'm going to kill myself.
You've said
that
if I fire you'll
your
kill
fault.
Yourself,
yeah.
which is really,
and
really
here I am dying again, and it's still
distasteful
your fault. You made me die.
Tasteless.
Mm.
Yeah.
Man.
Okay. Who's tomorrow?
Me.
JC.
Yeah.
Oh,
we got to say goodbye to Kelly.
Yeah, we got to say goodbye to Kelly.
Her
song. Oh, my God, she's gone.
Shannon is singing.
After that horrible thing she said.
Yeah, Shannon sings every time somebody dies.
All your time waiting.
I'm embarrassed to be in the room with you guys when you know that Kelly thinks I'm responsible for her death.
It's okay, dude.
I'm going to miss her.
We'll make it okay.
Yeah.
There's always some reason.
I feel bad for Jubal.
To feel
Why?
Because he's going to miss Brooke.
And it's hard at the end.
She starts Monday.
That was a quick replacement.
Yeah, right. Oh, man.
Thanks for taking off your.
I love how Shannon went home and practiced the song.
Yeah, she even looked up the words and everything.
She really did.
You ready for the chorus, Shannon?
Right here.
Ready for the chorus?
Yeah. Take us to the hook.
In the yard.
Oh.
Should have done the edit there, man.
That's good producing.
Right,
that's good producing from Phone It In Shannon. Yeah.
Oh.
Here she goes. In New York. No?
I'm Dom, the angel. Screw you, Kid Craddock.
Yeah, I'll screw you, too.
Far away from here, from this dark, cold hotel room.
I hate you.
And the endlessness that you fear.
Oh, whatever.
You are pulled from the wreckage.
Hell to the no.
Of your silent reverie.
No.
You're in the arms of the angel.
I hate you.
May you find some comfort here.
Oh, whatever.
I'm gonna miss her.
See, now Shannon knew me better. She knows what the song is that I want sung at my funeral.
Is that the one?
What? Crazy Bee?
No, she's out of my life.
Oh.
But thanks anyway, Shannon.
Oh, I thought you would want I Can't Make You Love Me.
No, she's singing the same song
every week. That's the one that always makes me cry.
But you're dead.
But I want everybody crying at my funeral.
So that would do it.
Out of my life.
Don't miss JC's Deathbed Confessions tomorrow with Kid Craddock in the Morning.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Welcome back to the show on July 23rd, 2013. It's Kid Craddock in the Morning. Hope everybody's doing well. What's the big story from last night? Well, the Bachelorette was on.
Yeah,
was
men tell all, dude.
The men tell all.
Watched it by myself with Kaysen.
Yeah. Half the show was at the One Direction concert last night, so I didn't get to catch the... I made a conscious decision not to watch.
I'm over it, honestly.
I'm so over it.
I'm really kind of done with it.
Yeah. But it's the one where they call out all the dudes.
I said last week that was your last Bachelor update. I meant it. That was it.
Good.
Yeah.
We'll talk about her when she makes a decision, don't you think?
Yeah, we'll be back on it then.
Yeah.
Let's get to New Music Tuesday and see what's out this week, all right?
Come on.
All right. Today
on Kid Craddock in the Morning.
That actually said New Music Tuesday. I just didn't have it turned on.
New Music Tuesday on Kid Craddock in the Morning.
And I want to start with a Christian artist named Reliant K.
The band?
Yeah, the band Reliant K.
Okay.
But the band is also, it's Matthew Thiessen. He is Reliant K.
Mm-hmm.
And he's made what he says is more of a pop album this time. We have any Reliant K from before? Can you, you know,
I remember hearing
one
them
song
before.
Okay. Well, their songs are typically about faith and joy and the struggle to be a Christian
to
in this,
walk the
in this
walk.
World. Yeah. And the new record is more about casual sex and bar hopping.
Oh.
So you wonder how that's going to play out.
A little switcheroo, huh?
With the fans, yeah. Here's the latest Reliant K as they try desperately to have a pop song. It's called That's My Jam. The album is called Collapsible Lung.
Hey, Owl City.
This blessed union of collective souls is the only world we know.
Now, one critic said this album provides us with some of the most unique and best songs from Reliant K ever, while forcing us to listen through a couple of their more forgettable and mediocre tracks in the process. But isn't that what an album is?
Yeah.
There's always stinkers.
There's songs you love, and then there's the ones that they put on there just because they mean something to them.
Yeah.
You know, and they know they're not going to be singles. There's just no way you can write 13 hits.
Yeah.
Throw them up there. But Reliant K, Collapsible Lung, his seventh album. Way to go, Reliant K.
All
what's
right.
up?
Way to go.
Seventh album?
Huh?
Seventh album?
Seventh album.
Wow.
Reliant K. Yeah. You know who else is out today?
Who?
Mark Anthony has a new album out today.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Is it called J-Lo Come Back?
He's gone way younger.
Yeah, he is.
It's called Viver Mi Vida. Viver?
Vivid.
Vivi Mi Vida?
Vivid.
V-V-I-R.
Vivid.
Vivi?
Vivid.
Mi Vida.
Vivir Mi Vida.
To
live my life.
Let me say it like you.
Vivir Mi Vida.
Vivir Mi Vida.
Yeah, there you go.
Try it again.
Vivir Mi Vida.
Vivir Mi Vida.
Vivir Mi Vida?
You got it.
Vivir?
There's so many V's in there.
Vivir?
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 Vivir Mi Vida.
Yeah.
How's that?
You sound like my drunk uncle, but yeah.
Well, thanks. This is Mark Anthony's 13th album. And he's getting back to his salsa roots for the first time in two decades, which is a good time for me to talk to you about salsa for a minute.
You really into salsa right now?
Well, there's a way to hold the chip, people.
What?
Oh, that kind of salsa.
You put one thumb in one corner and an index finger in the other corner. Now you're giving the chip good support. Most people I found are putting too much weight on the chip. And this is why you're having the broken chip in the salsa. Okay?
Okay.
So if you wouldn't mind helping my cause by tweeting out today, people, you're putting too much weight on the chip.
Dog, I've tried. I've really tried to go along with you on this theory. Mm-hmm.
Have you seen how many tweets there are on this?
Hey, hold up.
Your
theory
not
breaks
alone.
Chips.
And nobody eats more Mexican food on here than I do.
That's true.
I believe that just looking at you.
So if you hold the chip with just your thumb holding one corner and forefinger
it's
holding
break.
The other,
yeah.
it's going to
no,
break. That's
no,
exactly how you
right
hold it.
No, most people will hold the chip in the corner with the index finger on top and the thumb underneath.
That's how you're supposed to
no,
hold it.
No, it isn't.
Like
wait,
this.
Wait,
you hold it like
finger
this.
On top?
Support with the bottom.
Thumb,
with the
thumb on
because
top.
You're only holding about 10% of the chip. Then you put a bunch of weight on the other part of the chip, and the chip's going to break.
Calm down. So, okay, I'm just trying to make a chip right here.
I do the thumb on top.
I was trying
yeah,
to make
thumb
a
on
chip.
Top.
Thumb on top, not the...
Thumb on top.
Yeah.
Use your pointer finger for support.
You put your pointer
you
finger on top?
Your whole theory is flawed.
No. I mean, best case is to take your typical trapezoid shape.
You want it like this.
Now, let's take the thumb on the corner, on the middle... And the index finger on the other middle, mm-hmm. on one of the other sides, the oblong side.
Okay.
Now dip that in with just the pointy
really
tip of the
tall.
Chip.
What? No.
And just get a little bit.
You need thumb and pointer
like
and middle
that.
Finger to support
Look
on the bottom.
Look at that support.
If you're so right, why is everybody breaking their chips in the salsa?
People are breaking chips right down the middle because they're holding it the way you tell them to hold them.
No,
and
they're not.
Right down the middle. You're
right
a
way.
Chip murderer.
Yeah. You've been murdering chips.
We're going to have to go and do a test.
Because, see, if you hold a chip like this,
yeah.
there's no way. You can't even balance
Give me that.
It.
There's no support system underneath it.
You can't even balance it.
First of all, I would never eat at a Mexican restaurant that serves such comically large chips. All right? I would be laughing the whole time. But corner to corner.
Oh,
yeah,
you broke
it.
See? And
you
there's no way on the chip.
Wow,
this is a paper football. It's a paper football.
Your whole theory is flawed.
Here we go. Just like that.
No way. That'll break the chip.
It's
imagine an F-16.
You're
mm-hmm.
holding the side.
Imagine an F-16, and here's the cockpit in the front. You're holding the very back of the plane, and you're holding the wings on either side.
Yeah,
like that.
There's no way.
And
you need to support the
that
bottom.
Way. And now you've got... It's a structural issue, you guys. Have you taken no engineering in your life?
No.
Yeah.
None. My son.
I almost hold it like I'm making a gun, thumb on top and like two support fingers on the bottom, and then dip.
That's breaking. That chip's gonna
break.
No,
but that's
the pointer finger's
the
support. Boom.
Exactly.
Look, if your chip doesn't break, I'm not talking to you. Okay.
All right. Good.
I'm talking to the people that routinely break their chips and go into the recon chip to take it out, and they're all embarrassed.
Well, at least they got the recon
I've
chip.
I've never been embarrassed by that.
But you should.
You
be.
Should, Kelly.
You should be.
You don't want a soggy chip in there.
And I'd say these
not
days.
Not to go to get it out. He says you take another chip
these
to get
days,
it out.
These days, 9 out of 10 restaurants, unless you're with a group of like 15, they give you your own salsa.
9 out of 10?
That I go to, yeah.
Oh, now it's that you go to.
I said 9 out of 10 restaurants that I've been to, Mexican restaurants lately, even if I'm with one other person.
9 out of 10 women want to make love to me. Well, 9 out of 10 that I know. that doesn't
That's
count.
All right.
Well,
there's
two in
here. How do I speak for restaurants I haven't been to?
I thought you were giving some global statistic there.
Yes.
About 9 out of 10 restaurants.
Just
women.
As global as you're putting too much weight on
this
the
This is how they get you with their spin and their propaganda. First it's 9 out of 10 restaurants, and then it's the 9 out of 10 I go to. This is why you have to always doubt these statistics. Mm. You never know. Like Maxim's list of the hottest girls.
Oh, yeah.
Who came up with that?
Maxim.
Probably Jenna. 9 out of 10 guys I like.
What?
I don't know.
It usually is just one person.
Back to Mark Anthony.
Yeah, and the salsa.
One critic said it's full of bustling pop salsa songs, a couple of ballads, lots of big melodies, and wind-whipped sentiments, just right for bringing out the throb in Anthony's vocals.
The throb. Yeah.
He's got a throb.
It's a throbbing hot polka.
Anthony said, "This was the most pleasurable experience I have ever had in this studio. It is a privilege to work with a set of tools I'll have now. I have spent 44 years honing my craft."
Yeah. When did Mark Anthony turn into the
I am the most interesting man in the world.
Dos Equis.
Para entender el destino.
If he's not going to sing in English, I ain't buying it. Okay?
What are you talking about?
I like to know what they're saying.
You know how many girls be like, dang, you're listening to Spanish? Mm. Music in Spanish, that's sexy.
Yeah, I know how many girls, 9 out of 10, that you know.
Where does he rank in your list of Mexicans?
I don't think he's even Mexican.
Very good. I tried to trick you.
Yeah.
He's Puerto Rican.
Yeah, he's not Mexican.
Yeah. Where does he rank in your list of Puerto Ricans?
I put him in the top 20.
Who's number one? Number one Puerto Rican.
Pitbull.
Okay. Number two.
Hey. A-Rod.
All right. Mm. A-Rod.
We were just going to see if he can name 20 Puerto Ricans.
A-Rod. I think he's way higher than that.
A-Rod's Puerto Rican.
Okay. Is, right?
Don't you doubt me on my PRs.
Who's your number three Puerto Rican? You haven't mentioned Ricky Martin.
J-Lo.
J-Lo.
Calm down. Ricky's coming up.
All right. She's not from Puerto Rico.
She's New Yorker.
She's Puerto Rican. Yeah.
She's New Yorker.
She claims Puerto Rican.
Okay. Who's your fourth favorite Puerto Rican?
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Man, you have a list of Puerto Ricans. Look at you. You could go on for days with this. I'm so impressed. Who's your number 17 favorite Puerto Rican?
Oh, my 17?
Yeah. Can you randomly access your database?
I'm going in there.
Yeah. Stall, stall, stall.
You're going in on him. Come on.
I'm going to go with Prince.
No. Prince. Ooh. Prince. Prince is Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and call a foul here. I'm going to go ahead and call a foul. I'm going to flag in. We've got we got a personal foul, assist from the sidelines.
Oh, we got a miss.
Kelly Raspberry.
We have Kelly Raspberry.
I was trying to say Freddie Prinze, because that would be for Freddie Prinze Jr. be Freddie Prinze. And y'all heard was Prince.
Prince. He said Prince.
This was kind of, she goes, Prince.
So Kelly Raspberry is feeding lines to
Jay. I was helping him with Freddie Prinze.
She's giving Freddie Prinze.
Is he your puppet?
No.
He was stalled out. I was helping him out.
JC, I would never do that.
You don't
want to
throw like J-Lo and Ricky Martin. Everybody knows those.
If there's a Freddie Prinze Jr., there's obviously a Freddie Prinze.
Right.
I was trying to help him.
I think you're a good enough radio personality and a smart enough guy to come up with your own stuff. You don't have to be fed lines.
Why do you got
to
tell me Puerto Rican people, though?
What do you mean?
That's hard.
That's hard.
No, not
because you get them confused with Cuban people.
You did great.
You get confused with Venezuelan people sometimes.
It's true. And then you end up offending a whole country.
Yeah, and then I offend the Puerto Ricans.
You came up with so many good ones, though.
Yeah. J.J. Barea is my 18th favorite.
J.J. Barea.
Yeah.
All right.
Basketball player.
I gave you that one.
I thought he was Mexican.
No. He's Puerto Rican.
Oh, I was thinking of Eduardo Najera.
Yeah, he's Mexican.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. How about Selena Gomez?
She's Mexican, isn't she?
Puerto Rican.
Is she Mexican?
Yeah, I think her mom's Mexican.
Uh-huh.
Her dad is.
Well, her new album drops today. It's a solo debut studio album. She's released three records with her band, Selena Gomez and The Scene. Did you know this one does not include The Scene?
She just dumped them.
She just went like, see ya, Scene.
She dumped them like a broken chip in the salsa.
Yeah, she did. Some songs focus on love and her relationship with Justin Bieber. Not that one. One of the songs called Love Will Remember is about Justin. It starts off with maybe a voicemail from him, but she won't talk about it. Justin says, I'm sorry. Not Justin says. Just Say. It's the most personal song on the album. She's about to begin the Stars Dance Tour to promote this album. She says she will take a musical hiatus after the tour to focus on her acting career. And she was pretty good in Spring Breakers. I watched it.
Yeah,
she was good.
I heard.
She was good. One critic says this album reveals how she wants to grow as an artist. She brings added depth to her music. Another critic said, this is great if you like an album, a bunch of songs that Rihanna probably rejected. Wow. Let's hear another one. This one's called Slow Down. Ready?
Ready.
For Slow Down?
Slow Down.
Here it is.
That's not very slow.
And Love Will Remember.
You messed me up.
And that's the song. That's the song that starts with the Selena, with the voicemail from
Bieber.
Supposedly from Justin Bieber. And we decided as a group, as a consensus, that we do think it is him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I do.
I don't.
I do. I think
they tweaked his voice.
They tweaked it for sure.
I just want to call and tell you that I love you so, 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 so much. Just wanted to let you know that you are my princess. You are worthy.
It sounds like Manti Te'o's girlfriend.
All the love in the world. You are the love of my life.
I was just told something in my headphones I could barely hear, but I think it was that Access Hollywood is saying that Selena's admitted that that's not Justin Bieber. Is that correct? If you're going to talk in my headphones when music's playing, talk now. Thank you. Okay, yes, that's correct.
It's not.
It's not. It's not him.
Not.
Well, that's what Access Hollywood said anyway.
Yeah, they said it's not him. So we have Selena Gomez, Stars Dance, Reliant K. We're missing one here. I didn't give you guys the Smurfs soundtrack.
Oh, please do.
Do you care about that?
Well, that's with Britney Spears.
Exactly. And Owl City and Nelly Furtado and Katie Groves.
All right.
Plus, Right Said Fred does I'm Too Smurfy.
Right? Oh, man. Times are tough, huh?
I'm Too Smurfy for this hat.
Yeah. La, 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 sing a happy song. This used to be what the Smurfs sounded like. La, 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 Smurf the whole day long. And now they sound like this.
I'm too smurfy for my shirt. Too smurfy for my shirt. So smurfy it hurts.
What a cash grab that is.
I'm too smurfy for my land.
For sure.
Too smurfy for my land. New York and Japan. I'm a mother, you know what I mean. On the catwalk, on the catwalk.
I'm too smurfy for your party, too crazy for your party. Everybody just go dancing. Oh, my name's Papa, you know what I mean. And I do my little turn on the Smurf walk.
The Smurf walk.
Yeah.
The Smurf walk?
Yeah. Right. Everything's Smurfy in Smurfville.
And Britney does have a song on the Smurf soundtrack, which should propel sales. I love this song.
La, la.
I will say this about Britney. I know that she doesn't sing in concert, that she kind of just walks around. I will say this. Pretty much every song she comes out with is great.
Catchy.
Yeah. She uses the best producers.
Yeah.
The best hooks. Good stuff.
Yeah.
So that's
the video cracks me up.
How so?
She put her boys in it.
Oh, okay.
And her boys are just kind of standing there looking at the camera, and mom is like, this is so fun. This is so great. And they're just like,
yeah. Other kids.
You know,
like kids
it's just, they don't know what's going on.
Yeah, so they're acting more like Kevin.
This is like edited. Yeah. So this is the best scenes they could get out of those kids. Yeah. It's kind of funny.
Maybe they're more like their dad, who's a little less demonstrative.
They're more
than...
like Britney was like 4 years ago.
Their dad's a dancer.
They're all on antidepressants.
They're all dancers in that family. They should be able to bust a move or something, right?
The kids are dancers?
Well, the
Kevin
dad
and
was.
Britney are.
Kevin
they both Britney have dancing
sure.
in their blood.
Yeah, yeah. You'd think that would carry
you'd
over.
You'd think.
Yeah.
Maybe a little.
The main reason she did the song, she said, was because of her boys. They're obsessed with the Smurfs. We've seen the Smurfs movie a million trillion times, and they were told they could be in the video and all this cool stuff, so that's the reason I did it. The song's about feeling good, like when a guy makes you giddy. It's more of a feeling. When I eat chocolate, I have that ooh-la-la feeling.
Ooh-la-la.
Ooh-la-la.
Make me ooh-la-la. That's New Music Tuesday with Kid Craddock in the morning. What'd you guys think of that?
New Music Pretty good. Tuesday.
Pretty good. Mm-hmm.
Compare it to all other New Music Tuesdays we've ever done. Not that great.
Yeah.
A one, like if that's an A.
One, yeah. Thanks. On a scale of one to four.
No, that's a one. Yeah. That's it. Yeah, an A.
Okay, we'll give that an A.
It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
Craddock in the morning.
Got a couple new good My Husband's a Hero stories that I got so many comments about last week.
Good.
A couple of new ones. Have them for you in a second. I've been working on a song in my office, though. Let's see. It doesn't pull out all the way.
That's a problem.
I'm trying to do less stupid stuff on the show.
Make you go a cappella.
I'd rather play it. I think it makes more sense. Let's make this queued up here. Okay. By the way, did you know that long-distance relationships are typically deeper, emotionally deeper, than relationships where you're right next to the person?
You can have some very deep relationships with people you have never met on the internet.
And you have done that.
I mean, seriously, you can have truly emotional connections, and it could be based on a complete lie.
You sound like
but it's
you're
very
speaking from
deeply
experience.
Emotional. I was in love with a man I've never met.
Wow.
Hmm.
Are you ever going to tell us the full story on that?
Yeah, whatever happened to that
he
guy?
Just...
Not now, but...
Well, then no. Not now, then.
But are you ever going to?
He signed
sure,
off?
Sure, if you want.
Hmm. Okay, hold on.
What?
Love letters.
Love letters.
Yeah. That's what I heard.
You know the song?
There she walks, she's on loose. That one? Train?
Now it's back in the Twitter sphere. Proper chip etiquette up in here. Hey, hey.
Proper chip etiquette.
Oh, chip etiquette. Yeah. I couldn't understand what you were saying.
If you're dipping chips just one way. I have to scroll down. I can't read it. If you're dipping chips, it's just one way. Might be time for you to make a change. Hey, hey, hey. Next time you pick up that chip to dip,
Don't put too much weight on the chip. Hey, hey, hey. What do you think? Are we able to make
pretty
it
good,
sure
pretty good.
Oh, boy.
I still don't agree with your holding.
Sometimes it takes a song to get people to actually embrace change.
Well, kid, just based upon our experience with Train and how agreeable they are, I'm thinking you might need to choose a different song.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get over it.
Well, I'm saying I don't know if they'll give you permission.
Take it, Kelly.
Something about the atmosphere.
I don't know it.
Hey, hey, hey.
You got the hey, hey down. I can't hit the tell me anyway.
Tell me.
Hold on.
It's too high.
Tell me. This was in love.
Tell me.
Tell me.
How high is it?
I don't know words.
I'm about to make it away.
You don't got to hit it right. You just got to hit it loud.
Love the Milky Way.
All right, I'll finish that up later or not.
Yes.
My husband's a hero stories. We kid Craddock in the morning.
FBI men in suits are outside. Did you know the FBI building is like right next to us?
Kelly,
Secret
that could be a boyfriend.
Secret Service? That's not FBI?
It's Secret Service.
That's even better.
Yeah. They're
both as cool as each other.
When something goes down, they throw themselves at bullets.
I'm going to throw myself
That's
down on the
do.
Sidewalk in front of them
I throw
so
myself
they trip over me getting back.
Away from bullets.
Yes, most of us run the other way. They throw themselves at bullets.
Well, not just for any random person.
The president.
The president.
Yeah.
Know? If like if you're getting shot at, I don't think they're going to jump in front of your bullet.
I'll bet it's instinct. I'll bet he would.
If randomly the president was by us and shots were fired, would you jump on the president personally?
I would have jumped on him before the shots. Obama. Sorry.
All right, heroes.
We digressed. Speaking of heroes, this CIA
now, here's
outside.
A little different. For my husband's a hero, this letter's written by Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
What's up, Jim? How you
he's
doing?
About...
Jim said, I was listening to the show this morning while I was driving my wife with my kids and with my five kids. Wow. So they could drop me off for deployment. Deployment. I'm a major in the Army, and I'm leaving for a year-long deployment to Iraq. They still doing that, huh? Still sending them back. While some might think that my 12 years in the service to the nation equals heroic, I argue that it's just my job that I do every day like everybody else is a job. But my wife is the true hero because she didn't pledge to serve our country. She just fell in love with a very handsome and smart man who does that. That's how I know this is written by a guy.
Right.
However, she has moved to 6 different houses in 10 years of marriage. She had her first son in Germany, where I was deployed, and is now taking care of and homeschooling our 5 kids, aged 9, 7, 5, 3, and 1. Mm. All prime numbers, mm-hmm. except for the 9.
Nice going, Jim.
All odd-numbered kids.
Huh. Way to go, Jim.
And next year, they will all be even-numbered children.
And so on and so forth.
Yes. Maybe I'm a little OCD. She's the one who will never get a break and will have to console 5 children through the heartache of missing their dad, while inside, her heart is broken, too. She has to be tough day in and day out for the next year. While I'm gone, I only have to look out for number 1. But she has to look out for 6, including herself. She's making the true sacrifices for our family while I'm away. Not to belittle the other hero letters you've read, but all too often we forget the unspoken heroes who never get any recognition, praise, or thanks.
All right.
Do you know how hard it is to be married to a soldier? I just want to give her a shout out and let her know I miss her so much.
Aww.
And they just dropped me off at the airport like 10 minutes ago, and that's where I wrote this. I love you, Natalie. You are my hero, Major Jim Gifford.
Wow.
All right. Way to go, both of y'all.
Now, come on. That makes him more attractive to you, doesn't it, ladies? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But the problem with that is when you guys are turned on by fidelity and loyalty, there's nothing we can do about it. We don't get anything out of it.
No.
I feel really guilty breaking up that marriage.
Yeah, you feel terrible. I mean, you do it.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Duh.
Goes without saying, dude.
But it would...
Been feel, there,
she'd
done
feel
that.
Really, really bad.
You'd feel bad for a minute.
Oh, I'd get over it.
Vanessa McGraw writes, Dear kid, my husband is a hero. I've been told that I can come across rather gushy when I talk about him, so I'll do my best to keep the sappiness to a minimum. For a little over 16 years now, Ray has worked as a respiratory therapist at a child care center for special needs kids. Most of these kids are not very aware mentally, but to me that just makes the experience of caring for them all the more rewarding. He really gets nothing in return. 8 times out of 10, he won't hear one of these children say thank you. Not because they're not grateful, but because they can barely speak. The only thing you get is knowing you're taking care of a child that absolutely 100% needs you. My husband wasn't even looking to get into this career, really just kind of fell into it by accident. The fact that he decided to stay in that job with these kids, and believe me, it can be very difficult and heart-wrenching at times to be around them, makes me love and respect him all the more. He's always put the needs of others before his own, even if it made things harder on himself by doing so. Lost my place. Hate that. It was that selflessness that really made me fall for him in the first place. Mr. Rogers once said, anyone who does anything to help a child in his life is a hero to me. It's really Ray's overwhelming love and compassion that renews my faith in humanity, not just for the children that he works with, but for anybody who is in need that happens to cross his path. I look at my husband and I see how people should be, how they could be. He's my hero for his big heart and his strength and his will to keep smiling and joking at the end of every difficult day. Proud wife of an everyday hero, Vanessa McGraw. Hmm. That's really good.
Really
good.
It is.
Really good.
Mm-hmm.
And is there a higher compliment you can be paid by someone who knows you better than anyone?
Yeah.
Knows all your flaws, all your foibles, everything that's wrong with you, and says, you are the way people should be.
That's awesome.
My nose running again?
Yeah.
He's overcome with emotion.
That time it was from emotion.
And snot.
Yeah.
Mm. No, that's cool, man. Cool.
If you'd like to write a hero letter, go to kidnation.com, do it there, or just email me, kid@kidnation.com. If you'd like to write a hero letter about me, those are most welcome.
Still looking for our first one.
Yeah.
I hate to come right out and ask for it. Right. Well, here's what I'm saying.
You need to spoon feed
here's
these people?
Here's what I'm saying. You don't need to write a hero letter about me. But I don't want to discourage you from doing that. If you're thinking, whoa, I bet I can't do that. I bet they won't accept that.
Well, first of all, we're writing about hero husbands. And
maybe you just want to... I mean, there's a hero
husband
wife
in my
there.
Head.
Hero ex-husband.
How about husband in my head?
Yeah, maybe I'm the husband hero that you... haven't had.
Well, now you open it up to that.
Thank you.
Yes. All right.
Thank you very much. So there's our hero's letters for today. Kenzie should write one about you, JC.
Huh?
You're kind of a hero.
How?
She is about to have a kid, and she's cranky. And I think the last person she cares about right now is Jason.
Yeah.
The last person she cares about?
That's who you take all your frustrations out on, the one that's closest to you.
I'm probably high up on her list right now.
Really? You aren't fighting a lot?
No.
At the end?
No.
That's shocking to me.
Because
I remember I was just uncomfortable. I couldn't sleep. Acid indigestion. I was grumpy.
Oh, if I see a pregnancy tantrum coming on, I just walk out the room.
Like kind of like you were 2 Chainz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I read to you an email that I wrote to George Laughlin or Lachlan? I still don't know how to say it.
I don't either.
This is our CEO.
Now that you ask me,
CEO of Kid Craddock in the Morning.
I say Laughlin, don't I?
We do, but everybody else says Lachlan.
Is it Lachlan?
Yes, but I wrote this to George.
Oh.
George.
Are you my hero? Is he your hero?
I'm asking permission for an unusual budget allocation regarding JC.
Are you firing me?
Would you please approve that in the event that JC's wife, Kenzie, gives birth on August 22nd, parentheses, my birthday, close parentheses, JC will be paid an additional $500 bonus. Let me know if this is okay, kid.
Oh, really? Because I'll make that thing happen.
Probably manipulate that.
Yeah.
What if she goes into labor before that?
I'll plug in there. We got corks.
Plunger.
Corks. Yeah.
Plunger?
Corks? No, you don't put a plunger. Plunger helps it out. You put a cork on there. Boom.
Done.
Wait a couple of days, buddy.
Yeah.
Doesn't need to have to be a big cork, right?
No.
Cork. Well, a baby's going to come out of there, so yeah.
If we've learned it could be a tiny cork. Tiny little cork.
I don't know.
Like
that.
A little cork on one of those tiny little elixir bottles.
I don't know. If a baby's already coming out, it might have to be one of those like giant bottles of champagne.
No babies come out of there.
The kid's making fun of me.
No babies come out of there.
Yeah.
I don't think. Has the baby come out of there yet?
You should have seen.
Well,
no.
One.
All right. Is this baby coming out of there?
We're trying to make it come out of there.
Cork it.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
If you like it, then you got to put it.
That's what it's meant for.
Yeah. She already had a C-section.
But she didn't like the muscle.
Would everyone please tweet right now, JC, cork it till the 22nd.
Plug it up.
I would love for you to have a child born on my birthday. That would be so cool.
You hate your own birthday.
I hate birthdays. Maybe that'll turn me around on it.
Kason was almost born on Al's birthday.
Yeah, like
see?
Really close.
Hours
December 19th.
Away. Yeah.
Also, the end of Al's contract this year.
I know.
Not that that's top of mind.
We missed it by hours.
Yeah.
So did Al on the contract. I couldn't find him.
So, conveniently
a $500 cash bonus.
Okay.
If that baby's born on August 22nd.
Does that go for any baby in the world or anywhere? Any
oh, yes. Isn't that what I said?
He said JC.
There are 370,000 babies born a day, Al.
Oh.
I probably wouldn't do this for every human.
Ah.
Thanks for asking.
Sure.
I would have done it for the royal baby, and now I'll do it for JC's baby.
Yeah, I'm sure they need $500.
Probably not.
No.
It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
All right, this guy's not really a celebrity, but he is going to be famous. His name is Billy Cantrell, and he broke into his neighbor's house and stole an Xbox, but he also took the neighbor's mother's ashes.
Oh, no.
What? Yeah, they were in a box, and the guy that broke in apparently has a little bit of a drug problem, and he thought he was stealing some drugs.
Oh, he thought it was coke.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. An honest mistake.
Yeah, but William's mother cleared this up. She said, William thought it was drugs. He thought he'd done found him a box of cocaine is what he thought.
Mm. So that doesn't make him a terrible person, just a bad person.
No, she went on to say, if he gets to drinking and drugging, he's out there. He needs help. There needs to be more to it than putting him in jail.
Well, it's the whole Lindsay Lohan argument, made by her father, Michael.
They just made it sound like he's a bad, terrible person and he stole this woman's ashes. I'm not saying he's not guilty, but he didn't know what he was stealing. He thought it was coke. Can you use that for everything?
Yeah.
I'm not a bad person. I just thought it was coke.
Thank God he didn't snort grandma. That'd be awful.
Oh, wow. Man.
Yeah, apparently the original bag that he stole was unbroken and had a little tag on it that had a piece of paper that said the date of birth, date of death, name in the funeral home where she was cremated.
He's like, how cool, they're naming cocaine.
I know.
Like, what is this strain?
Yeah.
This would be really expensive.
What a place of honor that box of ashes must have been in, next to the Xbox?
Yeah.
I mean, how convenient it was for this guy to grab.
That's a man's most prized possession right there, Kelly.
It was right under FIFA World Cup Soccer.
But why is it in a baggie?
That's what they put ashes in.
Is that what I've never seen actual ashes before from
a human. I haven't seen them in real life either. I just see them in movies.
Like in an urn.
Where do these guys live? North Carolina?
I don't know.
Maybe Asheville.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast,
a condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.